The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my last fake Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Get that out of the studio. I don't want you to look at it. It's making me fucking furious right now. I'm angrier than I've ever been in my entire life. Oh, and now we're coming into this song that's supposed to be all awesome. God damn it.
It's really good.
It's great.
It's really good.
It's fucking great. I wish I hated Limp Bizkit. I wish I was being ironic right now. They're just awesome. Turn it up. Come on. We drink a gin till we pass out and follow the flow. Is that your bitch? Cause she tell me she ready to go. They say that rock shit doesn't rock anymore. They say the whole game's all right, we're here. It's the Real Ass Podcast. We ain't fucking around, baby boys. Here we go. We apparently are. Look, welcome to the show. You could have kept it going. It's fine. We got to figure this out. No, don't worry now. No, forget it now. No, turn it off.
The moment's gone.
It's fucking done. Jesus fucking Christ. Jesus fucking Christ. You know, I know it seems like I'm overreacting.
A scooch.
But I'm not. I'm not overreacting. I'm reacting exactly how it needs to be reacted because fucking, if not, nothing would ever get done. I have to make it a big deal because when I just ask five or six times for something to be done, it doesn't get done. So I have to make it a thing where I'm throwing things around. I'm making the guests uncomfortable. I'm cursing at everybody.
Well, like, an A+, buddy.
You know, I'm fucking trying. Yeah, no. I asked for a new stand for my fucking soundboard because it's just broken and fucked up and shitty and it's all wonky and it's in between me and Zach. I can't look at Zach. It's just fucking terrible. And I asked, I don't know how long ago I asked. Probably I've asked maybe four times. And today I came in and it was the same fucking shit. So now we don't have a soundboard, guys.
In your defense, the last time you asked, you went, this is broken. Eric went, well, it's the same one Bob Kelly has. Like that, like, oh, yeah. Then we'll both have broken things. Great.
Yeah, it's actually, you know what? It's less invasive to just be on the table. I don't even need a fucking stand. If you can just get me a fucking thing that'll make it do this, like a little fucking, just give me a booger.
They have cases for that. You just prop
it
up.
I'm sure they do.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sure they do. I'm sure they have a fucking thing where it could just be like that the whole time, and it's not invasive, and it's not crazy, and it's not driving me out of my fucking mind. Ooh, Shannon, I need you to throw that in the garbage, actually.
Yeah, like the iPhone cases, but they have the flap for old white ladies.
Yeah, the iPad. Yeah. It's like, I don't know, what are they, $60 or something?
You know what? Can I just simply get anything to, like, literally anything would do this.
Yeah.
Any object in the world would do this.
A pencil box. We're from 1902.
Zach Snapple.
There you go. That works.
Zach Snapple did
it. That's gone at some point.
Yeah. Well, Zach's going to want to have a sip.
Sure. Now Zach can't have Snapple. How do you feel? How do you feel in the fucking booth?
It's always good to get like badass about electronics.
Dude. Or Snapple.
You're like, raging out about.
Or Diet Snapple.
Ben in the live chat says he's bitching about a stand. The thing works, though. Ben just got a 10-minute ban from the live chat. Ben.
So long, Ben.
Ben for 10 fucking minutes. And if he fucking gets uppity, we're going to make it an hour.
Oh, my God.
Shannon, 10-minute ban for fucking Ben in the live chat.
Imagine, and it's only
Lewis
Wednesday.
In charge of a country. Imagine you in charge of, like, you would, I don't know what you would be a dictator. Right?
God forbid anybody at the UN has to ask for anything four times.
That would be wild.
We have a scorched earth.
Could you imagine just being at the UN, being like, I need this fucking treaty. I've been asking for 3 weeks. We've been trying to fucking sign the treaty of fucking something. What was the last? I can only name the Treaty of Versailles.
It's the only one that matters.
Hey, that's a good one. That's what everybody knows.
That's one of your better treaties.
The Treaty of Versailles, I've been asking for 5 fucking weeks straight. And here it is.
Just blew it. Paris, gone.
Yeah. Paris Accord.
You can just add a year to a treaty. You say Treaty of 1912, nobody's going to like question you on it.
That's actually a great point, dude. Nobody's going to question you on it.
Nobody knows.
Yeah, the fucking the O'Donnelly Treaty.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to ask. I guess, obviously, the O'Donnelly Treaty.
Right. Yeah. Do you think his name is O'Donnelly?
Fuck.
A lot of people say, I've been called Connolly. O'Donnell. I've also known you for about 12 years.
That's
so thank you.
The, more That's, the point.
This is probably the worst one for it to happen.
I did say O'Donnelly. I don't think I've ever just tried to say your last name. Wow. Sean yeah. Donnelly.
It's
Sean
a tricky O'Donnell. One, all right.
Hey, it's dude. Real tricky.
Look, if there was a fucking...
You know you would get fired from the UN in like 3 days... Because you would make a UN word joke, right?
Oh, definitely. UN words. I'm out. Sean O'Donnelly. Actually, I'm just using his middle initial. His middle name is Oscar, so you guys don't know.
Is it?
No.
It is?
Not even
it
close.
It could be. It
actually,
like
it's kind of close. The letter is close.
What is the letter?
P.
Ooh.
What do you think it
Peter,
is?
Well, I'm going to say...
No. Catholic dickhead. Peter?
No.
Patrick.
Yeah, Patrick.
Ah, fuck.
The only other one that really made sense.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Sean also, Patrick.
I did the River Center once in San Antonio, and they literally, the only advertisement for the show was an 8.5 by 11 picture of me with some goofy picture from my Instagram, and it said Sean Connolly on the thing, and I was doing the club for like a week straight.
Sean Connery's coming to the club.
Sean Connery.
That'd be awesome, dude. Imagine Sean Connery started doing stand-up comedy.
And then just starts beating women at the end of his show.
Hell yeah, dude. He's not in movies anymore, right?
He died like
he's
3
dead.
Months ago.
He's
not in no. Alive.
He's dead.
Not, yeah.
No.
Yeah, he's dead.
When did he die?
Same time as Alex Trebek.
That was really close.
Yeah.
Trebek yeah. Fucking overshadowed Connolly?
Now you're calling Connery Connolly.
Fuck.
it's Trebek.
A lot of
no, I feel
words.
Like they went hand in hand because people always thought about them together from SNL.
Oh, right.
Oh, that's a good point.
Oh, yes. I'll take... Swords.
But when
that's S words. That was so fucking funny, dude. Was what was he
Ape Tit.
Ape Tit. Great.
The Rapist.
Therapist.
The Rapist.
The Therapist.
The Rapist was the funniest one of all.
I'll take the Rapist.
I'll take the Rapist. That was great, dude. R.I.P. Sean Connery.
R.I.P.
R.I. fucking P.
R.I.
L.I.P. Sean Connery.
So, look, we have a lot to talk about today. Let's introduce our guests really quick. Ladies and gentlemen, you guys know them from their podcast, Defend Your Movie. It is Sean Donnelly and Andy Fiore.
Yay!
Good to be back.
Good to be back.
Good to be back.
Good to be back. I like that. That yeah, sounds like it's part of a song. Good to be back.
Our little doo-wop group.
I want my good to be back, 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 good to be back. Zach, I'm doing a thing, but like sometimes I get high and I fucking get silly. And I just make sounds. All right,
if dude. People don't think Delta 8 works,
Delta 8 works.
Delta 8 really gets
that's all I've had this morning. I'm baked. I am baked. Dude.
I've been smoking in the morning too, and it's yeah. A silly.
What's Delta 8?
It's like legal weed that they sell at fucking gas
stations. It's like
stations.
The thing where they make weed, but it's like one molecule off so they can sell it and it's legal.
Yeah.
And so been, it's a weed variant.
Yeah.
It, Delta yeah, 8. It, why are we naming everything Delta?
It's Delta 8 THC.
Delta 8 THC.
Really? We were doing commercials for it for like a month. And I'm like, and
yeah, I was lying. I lied to my audience for months. I was like, dude, this shit will get you high. I never even tried it. Not once. I didn't even think about trying it. And then I ran out of weed a couple days ago. And then boom, I've been sucking on this pen the whole time. Dude, I was doing like 180 miles an hour. Yeah. Just fucking high. Just listening to Limp Bizkit. It ruled.
For 2 or 3 weeks, they gave us a bag of gummies. And I'm like, well, these can't be powerful. Like, it's fucking not real weed.
Yeah.
I took 3 of them. I had a panic attack at the camp
home. Oh, my goodness gracious.
I think that's just the signifier that weed is just legal everywhere. Like, if you're going to have stuff like that, at this point, it's like, who cares? Like, yeah. You know, just make it federally legal. And I'm not even a big weed guy.
That's the O'Donnelly stance.
Either that or they need to start making variants on all the other drugs.
Yeah.
Like, your officer, I'm smoking Croc.
Snake, 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 snake. So look, let's get our plugs out of the way. Let's get into this show. Lots to talk about on the show. Sean Donnelly, what do you got to plug? Obviously the pod, but what else?
Obviously the pod. I also have a radio show on Sirius every week at Wednesday at 4 p.m. called Celebrate on Raw Dog 99. And you can look me up on social media at Shawnee Tom.
I inadvertently trashed your radio show.
Oh, did you? You also said I was dead, so that's...
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I said all these things. I did.
he never thought it would get back to you. Because it was the rule of three. It's you, Connolly, and Trebek.
Oh, you saw the name and you made fun of it?
No. I was furious that SiriusXM didn't give me, Tim Dillon, and Nick Mullen a radio show when we submitted a demo for it.
Yeah.
And then I went off on a whole rant. I was like, you get fucking Sean Donnelly a radio show. It has nothing to do with you. It is, you were just the name that came up in that moment, and I'm sorry.
You knew my name when you were yelling about me having a radio show.
Oh, yeah, exactly. I nailed it. When I was trashing your radio show, I nailed every syllable. It was fucking incredible.
I also have a radio show on SiriusXM. Thursdays at 4
p.m. What?
This kid.
They turned out me, Nick Mullen, and Tim Dillon. SiriusXM, you fucking fools. You fools. God, what's your
great
radio
company,
show?
Great company, The Raw Report, Thursdays at 4 p.m. And Andy Fiore on socials.
Beautiful Zach Amico.
Just Instagram, Zach is not funny. Check out my other shows here on the network. Bye, guys, at Ian Finance, Catalyst Wrestling, Saturday mornings at 11 a.m., and Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show, Fridays at midnight.
Oh, we have that fucking show tomorrow in God knows where, New Jersey.
It's like Ventnor.
Ventnor,
New Jersey.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah, it looks, it's for Soul Joel. If you go to souljoel.com, it has the
Please come. Who knows what it's going to be?
Yeah, it's at 9 p.m.
Love it. All right, go support those guys. I got some stuff coming up this weekend, Thursday through Saturday night. I'll be in San Diego, California at the American Comedy Company with Colm Turrell. Gonna be a lot of fucking fun. Come out and support that show. Saturday looks like it's just about sold out. Friday night late show, that's the one where we need some more tickets sold. So if you're choosing one, that's the one, baby boy. Then on Monday, July 26th, The Depraved comes to the Comedy Store with an incredible lineup. Kim Congdon, Colm Turrell, Kurt Metzger, Andrew Santino, Preacher Lawson, and many more. Grab your tickets now. That will also sell out, guaranteed. July 28th through the 31st, I'll be at Uncle Vinny's, Point Pleasant, New Jersey, down the shore. Then we're back at the Stress Factory in New Brunswick, New Jersey, with Rich Voss, Joe List, Karen Feehan, Tim Butterly, Paul Verzi, and more. And New Brunswick, New Jersey, Stress Factory, August 4th. August 6th and 7th, Comedy Works at Saratoga Springs. And that'll be at BJ Ryan's in Norwalk, Connecticut. August 26th. Lots more dates coming up. LewisofSkanks.com is the website. Go to my website. Grab tickets right now for all of those shows. Zach Amico will be coming back out on tour with me throughout the month of August. I know you're in Saratoga with me. You're at BJ Ryan's with me. So come out and support the Real Ass Podcast. Maybe we'll do some live Real Ass Podcasts on the road. Why not? Also, if you guys love this show, support it directly. Go to GasDigitalNetwork.com. Use the promo code RAP. You get a 7-day free trial. You get instant access to every single episode that we've ever done of this show. Over 700 episodes that you cannot find anywhere else in the world. The entire Legion of Skanks library, the entire Believe You Me library, nearly 20,000 hours of content that is not available anywhere in the world except for the Gas Digital Network. Use the promo code RAP. Save $1.50 a month. It's $8 a month. It's the best $8 a month you will ever spend in your entire motherfucking life. Okay? Twitch.tv/PRRattlesnake, giving away some Skankfest tickets on Twitch. Also, make sure, look, Skankfest is happening. Skankfest South, November 5th through 7th in Houston, Texas. We are already sold out, but we're releasing another 100 tickets, 100 daily passes for each day. I'm going to be giving out that information the day we're releasing those on the next episode of Legion of Skanks, so look out for that as well. And what else? Am I missing anything? Podcastmerch.com, grab all of our merch. Shout out to Yo Kratom for supporting Skankfest and my entire fight camp, Fight Journal. Watched Rocky last night with my son for the first time.
What do you think?
He loved it.
Yeah.
He loved it. He's 8, and I thought it was going to be a little too slow because it
just
really
like
is.
Rocky.
The first one's like an indie movie.
The first one. It's a great movie, dude. I haven't watched it as an adult.
Won Best Picture.
Yeah, I know. But I also haven't watched it. I haven't watched it since I've had a few things. Like, I haven't watched Rocky 1 since I've had, like, things that I really care about.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So it's like, it just hit me differently. Oh, I was crying at the end. Sure. I knew everything was going to happen.
Yeah.
But like at the end when he's like, he doesn't even care about the result. He just wants to tell his girl that he loves her for the first time. Yeah. Wow. Fucking wow. It's the most romantic movie of all time. Are you fucking kidding me?
It's super. Yeah. It's a great
Holy
movie.
Shit, dude. He just went 15 rounds with the champion of the world. Nobody's ever taken this guy to a decision in his life. It's a split decision. He's not even listening to the fucking announcers. He's just going bum bum butter. He's like, Adrian, yeah. She's running through. It's fucking wild, dude. Think about that.
No, it's great.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
I almost feel like it wasn't. Like, the cinematography in the movie wasn't even good enough to really articulate how great it was. I feel like they could have done it better. Because I think the first few times I saw it, I didn't even really realize, like, who won. It was kind of confusing. But it's fucking great.
It's John Avnet, right? What's his name? John Avnet, the guy who directed John Avnet, whatever his name is.
Sure.
But that's why a lot of people get mad at the Rocky sequels, because they're like, the first one was such like a film, and then it goes kind of off the rails a little, and then gets a little wacky by 4.
Well,
and
five, very commercialized, you know, so it's like,
yeah, it made him a superstar.
Yeah, the songs and all of the celebrities and the Mr. T's and the Hulk Hogan's, and by the time they get to Rocky 3, the movie sort of jumped the shark, because it was like this really interesting it was just a very well-written movie, and it could have been any job. It didn't matter that it was a boxing movie. He could have been a fucking carpenter, right? And they could have written sort of that plot line around that. Because the fights were, that's not true. Like, but no, the fight is the fucking last scene of the movie in the first one. I don't remember how early the fight happens in the second one, but it's fucking, yeah, dude, I just thought it was great. I really loved watching it with my son. My son, he was like, Dad, no, I told Eddie that I would watch this with him, and this is my son's mother's boyfriend.
Mm. Right.
And I was like, oh, no, James, you could watch Rocky 2 with Eddie.
Yeah.
Which we call him in this house, Thunderlip.
I think that makes sense. I think you should get priority on the movies. I had a kid, I'd want priority on all
of them. I'm not saying every movie.
I think you could do the originals. Every big movie that you want to watch with your son, you should be able to watch.
Yeah, I think you have carte blanche to choose. Like, he can show him, like, New Jack City, Friday. Don't be a menace.
He gets Jude, Where's My Car?
Don't be a menace to South Central while drinking your juice in the hood. Yeah, no, he can get, I'm not even saying like every movie. I'm not saying like
he gets the Twilight series. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, he gets every
anything with Madea.
classic man movies.
Yeah, I think that's your place.
Like Terminator. Yeah. I'm watching Terminator with my son for the first time.
Yeah.
Eddie's not watching Terminator with my fucking son. He's out of his mind. He's got his own kids. They're all grown up. He had his chance to watch Terminator and Rocky with his kids.
Yeah, sorry. I'm sure he did. They might have went to the theater for it.
Possibly. Mm. Who knows? He is an old man.
Depending on how old they are.
Sorry.
I haven't picked up Eddie as a dark
one. I just got it. There.
So, yeah, but I was like.
Really, no, drive that to the ground.
And then he
it's your favorite thing.
He sort of said, he was like, well, no, I feel bad. I told Eddie I'd watch it with him. And then I manipulated him. I was like, no. I was like, that's fine. I was like, James, obviously, you can watch it. I was like, but we'll watch the first one. You can watch the second one. The shit is.
Yeah. Since Eddie is mom's sequel, you can watch.
Well, Eddie's mom's like fucking, you know, Creed 2, technically.
Yeah, a dark, gritty reboot.
Longer, faster, uncut. Hell yeah. So. Yeah, I watched Rocky with him, and it was awesome. It was a cool experience. He loved it. He was like, literally halfway through, I was like, James, are you into this? Because he's kind of sitting there watching.
Yeah.
And he's like, I love this, Dad. I love it. And it was great. And honestly, I've never watched it since I started training for fighting as well. It's super fucking inspirational, dude. Oh my God, dude. I want to, if Jason Ellis was in my house last night, I would have skull fucked him to death. There's no, like, I was so hyped up during that movie. It was fucking awesome, dude.
What other movies would you watch? Like, what are like your top three that you'd be like, we have to watch these together? Like, besides Rocky.
Hold on. Bailey in the Races live chat says, Lewis is an emotionally stunted goof. Makes me think he was abused like crazy as a kid. What makes you think I was abused like crazy as a kid, Bailey? The fact that I fucking say in every show? You fucking dickhead. Yeah, I was abused. And I am stunted emotionally, of course.
Yeah.
Is that a problem? Why are we acting like that? Like, okay, I'm sorry that I admit it. You guys all just don't admit it.
No, admit I had a happy childhood.
I want you to talk to somebody. No, no.
Was there things that he took to specifically in the Rocky movie?
What do you mean?
You know? I mean, was he, you know, enticed by maybe like the doo-wop group on this corner? You know?
No.
That seems like a fun hang.
No.
Singing songs with
your
buddies.
No, but he did learn what the word whore was.
Ooh.
Yeah.
He'd have been gunning for that word.
Yeah, because
variants on it.
So it's been prostitute and hooker. He has been like words that he's been like, what does that mean? And I'd be like, shh, fucking stop asking. I won't tell him. And then last night, Rocky is bringing little Marie home. He sees her on the street,
yeah.
You know, and he's like, all right, come on, Marie, you can be hanging out with these knuckleheads. Go on, you can be a knucklehead. You be hanging out with knuckleheads. You are a knucklehead. He gives her all that whole sure, speech, yeah. Right? And then he's like, I'm going to use a bad word. Am I supposed to use, Marie? But if you hang out with the guys like that, you know what people going to think you are? Like, you're a whore. A whore, Marie. They're going to think you're a whore. And James like, what's a whore? And I was like, not now. I just distract him. I start doing this behind his head, and then he looks up, and then we move on.
Just make something up. Just go, magician. It's a magician.
Yeah.
It's something.
James is learning his vocab from the Rocky movies.
Yeah. But yeah, I had a really great time doing that. What was the question you asked me?
What other movies would you watch? Well, like that you want to have pick to watch with him? Like that are non-negotiables.
Non-negotiables. They have to watch.
Like what, big ones that are big to you.
I mean,
like,
for me,
it would be Back to the Future was such a big deal for me.
I was going to say Jaws for me would be.
We watched Jaws. We watched Back to the Future. We watched these.
Yeah.
They wouldn't have bothered me. Jaws wouldn't have bothered me. See, here's the thing. It wasn't so much that it was Jaws. It was that it was his first quote-unquote horror movie.
Yeah.
Like in the horror
traditional sense.
Jaws was scary for kids.
Yeah, so
did he get freaked out by it?
No, he liked it. But he was into it, and it was like a big deal to watch his first scary movie. And we picked out which one. And we looked at a bunch of different ones. We talked about it. So that's the only reason why Jaws was sort of a big deal to me. There's probably not, to be honest with you, there's not many movies that are truly like a big fucking deal. Rocky is probably the one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Rocky is the one where it's like that was my favorite movie growing up. The whole series. I remember because it went from Rocky V to Rocky Balboa, there was like a 20-year gap.
And Balboa wasn't, that's not bad either. It's not,
no, like Balboa's
it
great.
Starts that Creed world.
Balboa's
like,
great. Yeah. Creed is great. Creed Five 2 stays. Is great.
Creed, both Creeds are phenomenal.
How many Rocky movies have had to be defended on Defend Your Movie?
We did Creed. We did the Creed versus, what did we do?
I don't remember what we the matchup
I think
was,
we did like, I talked about how great Creed 2 is because it makes Rocky 4 a better movie, and he already said Rocky 4 was already a good movie. And I don't think it is. I think it's kind of corny. Yeah.
Well,
so
I
think Rocky 4 does not have the same rewatch value.
Oh, really?
It used to have.
But do you think Creed 2 makes it a better movie? Well, in that universe?
The Cold War is over.
I
have an appreciation for the continuation of the story. I don't know if it makes necessarily that one a better movie. I will say this. When I was a kid, Rocky IV was like, it was debatably the best. When I was a kid, I was like, oh shit.
Sure.
Best because it was fucking 1990.
It was current, yeah.
And it was like, it didn't seem weird. Now, when you go back and it's like, it opens it up, it's like a laser sound effect. And you're like,
Yeah.
What is going on right now? What is happening? None of it makes sense.
Like, Paulie has a robot. Like, there's a robot in it.
Happy birthday,
Paulie.
And it's just, whatever it is, I think it, when it's so heavily influenced by like that time, sometimes it can take you out of the movie.
I agree.
It's not timeless. Yeah.
That's why I'm saying Creed 2, because the canon is set up with Rocky 4, makes that a better movie. Like the fact that you're dealing with Apollo's death in Creed 2 makes it way more emotionally gut-wrenching, or whatever you want to call it, at the end of that, of him dying. Because like, it's so goofy when you watch it. But you're right. In 90, it was like, this is awesome.
Like, wow. Like, it was like the greatest movie ever. I was holy shit, dude. This is happening.
Even at one point, he takes that drive to clear his head, and that song that plays is so 90s that you're just like, if you watch it now, you're like, okay.
It's
like
on fire.
It's like I'm watching an ironic sketch about the 90s or whatever.
And then it has that breakdown. It's like,
all the flashbacks.
What's happening?
The full 4.5 minute song here?
Yes. Why is there a synth fucking orchestra playing right now in the middle of my Rocky movie?
They thought that was going to be like a big single probably from the movie. And probably, who knows?
It's a pretty solid song. Not for nothing. It's not a bad tune, dude.
For us, because we're that age. But what I think happens is the story of Rocky IV makes Creed II that much better, because you're like, Creed II is such a better movie that you're like, okay, it's giving me background. It's like you're watching a really long movie in a way.
And you're saying Rocky V sucks altogether.
What do you mean? Yeah. You mean, no, Rocky IV.
Five.
Oh, five. Rocky Five
With
sucks.
Tommy Gunn?
Rocky Five sucks.
Now, I mean, if you're a faggot, yeah. Shout out to the racist live chat who just said, if Lewis doesn't call somebody a faggot soon, I'm going to leave. Shout out racist live chat.
Yeah, the one with
keep me on the straight and narrow, racist live chat.
Don't you have a quota for this show? You have to.
Do you think he already had AIDS while they were filming, or was that after?
He became a star and then got AIDS, I think.
Yeah.
Right? Do you think he was doing gay butt fucking, or do you think it was just drugs?
I think it was drugs. I think it was
a combination of everything.
He's the guy, combo. He's a white guy.
I mean, the guy who said he was cured. He got cured of AIDS, right?
Yes.
Or HIV.
And then he took another fight.
Yeah. And then, yeah, what happened there? Did he die?
Yeah, he died.
He died.
Yeah. I mean, he had AIDS when AIDS was like AIDS was a AIDS. Fucking death sentence.
Yeah.
You know?
But that he just seemed.
It's not the Delta variant of AIDS.
I don't know if he's dead.
He's definitely dead. I'll bet you anything in the world. I don't know, but I'll bet you anything in the world he's
God.
Dead.
God.
Connery Trebek Gunn. Tough to hear.
Called by his Rocky name.
if you rank him as far as like Rocky villains go, like he doesn't
Tommy
rate.
The Duke.
He doesn't rate.
Morrison. He does though.
Really?
First of all, in Rocky Balboa, when Antonio Tarver comes out and he's all fucking just soft and fat, like, and they have to actually write it into the script. They wrote it in the script, it's like, Tarver must not really take Rocky too seriously because he came in not in very good shape. It's like, yeah, maybe he doesn't take his movie role too seriously. Yeah. It's crazy. I'm more nervous about having my shirt off for the Jason Ellis fight than fighting Jason Ellis. I shit you not. I'm like, all right, dude, I got to be focused. I got to have abs. I got to make sure I look good with my shirt off. That's it.
Yeah, I just think that Ivan Drago rates up there. Even Mr. T rates up there. Apollo Creed's probably number one, but like he's got to be at the bottom of all those.
Apollo.
Then you
Drago.
Got Thunderlips.
Yeah.
All right, well, give him. Yeah, that's
Clubber Lang.
Yo, paper champ.
Clubber, Apollo Drago, and then Antonio Tarver.
Yeah, and then...
What is his name? Mason the Lion Dixon?
No, does he fight Rocky? That's Antonio Tarver, right?
That's Antonio Tarver, yeah.
Yeah, Mason Dixon.
That's from Rocky Balboa. Mason. Which...
Great name.
Like,
It is.
Mason the Lion Dixon.
Rules. Is that it? Because he did. It was Apollo twice, then Mr. T, then Drago, then Tommy Gunn.
And Tommy Gunn's at the bottom.
And brain damage.
All right, let's rank them. I think.
Yeah. And then
arthritis.
And then the fight to remember his name.
Also, that's not how commissions work. You can't go and Rocky Balboa speech your way into being licensed for a fight when you're blind. You know,
that would be great if they just smash cut to him talking to no one. He thinks he's appealing.
He's talking to a fucking telephone pole. Hey, get down below, let me a pole. I'm a boy, I'm a bull.
But they make him so, like, from Rocky Balboa on, it's so much more believable. Like, at least they have him kind of gracefully.
Yeah, yeah. Well, because at that point, I mean, he's already, 20 years previous, he couldn't get licensed to fight. Right? When he was essentially in his prime still, he had to retire.
Right.
And now, 20 years later, they licensed him to fight the world champion as a 60-year-old. It's just psychotic.
It's like the least realistic
fucking storyline of any movie. I'm talking about including superhero movies, alien movies. That's crazy.
Yeah.
It just wouldn't happen.
But it's like the Lethal Weapon thing, where like if you realize that the first Lethal Weapon, he turns 50. He's 50 in that, and he goes, I'm too old for this. That's the where I'm too old for this comes
funny.
In. Mm. And then by the time 4 comes around, he must be like 70 years old.
I'm literally too old for this shit.
Yeah, he has adult children.
Yes.
Yeah.
Zach, Amico, let's just take a moment. Let's thank Yo Delta for getting me high this morning.
Dude, this stuff is just out of this world.
I'm baked. I'm high. I'm high as fuck. I'm not making it up. I smoke. You guys are seeing me smoking a little green vape pen. That's Yo Delta. Okay. Yo Kratom has been supporting the show for a long time. They launched their own Delta 8 brand. Delta 8 is legal weed. It's essentially the same as weed. It gets you really fucking high. The vapes are really great. I'm telling you right now, I'm bullshitting you guys. I was saying it for a long time that it was great, and I'd never actually tried it. I smoke it now, and it really, truly is great. It's legal. It ships right to your door, and it's cheaper than weed. So people are like, well, why would I want Delta 8 if I can get weed? Look, if you're on a budget, you want to save some cash, I'm going to tell you right now, Delta 8, try it out. This might be a way for you to save a ton of money already, but we're going to give you a discount on Yo Delta. If you go to YoDelta.com, grab some Delta 8 THC and gummies or vapes, use the promo code GAS, you're going to save 25% off your entire order. It's already cheap. You save another 25%. You're supporting us. You're supporting Yo Delta. You're supporting Yo Kratom. Why wouldn't you do this? What the fuck is wrong with you? You're a drug addict. You got problems. Go to Yo Delta, grab some Delta 8 THC. Okay, where were we?
Yeah, dude. All right, let's go. Let's rank the... we have a definitive list right now ranking the Rocky... I don't say villains, because they're not all villains.
No. Opponents.
Apollo is a fucking...
he becomes a friend.
But yeah, Apollo's exactly. Awesome, by the way.
He's my number one.
In the first one, he's not really a villain. He's just looking past Rocky. There's not even a fucking villain in that movie, dude. It's so good. It's so good. It's like fucking Paulie is a villain, but he's his friend. Rocky's in the first scene, he's fucking, he's a goon. He's beating up some dude, threatening to break his fingers.
The biggest villain is the guy who drives around with the mob boss who just makes fun of Rocky. Yeah, the whole
it's like, I heard she's a retard.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
Yeah, like, Paulie's kind of a villain.
And the mob boss.
Yeah, Paulie. I mean, Paulie's a good guy, but
he's like the meanest dude.
He's kind of an asshole.
Like, punches his sister in the head and throws the turkey out the window. It's like, that's just a scene in the middle of the movie.
He just slugs whiskey and is very unsanitary at the meat factory.
Oh, yeah, dude. Imagine you fucking bought meat from that factory. Oh, my God. Definitely going to get salmonella or something.
No, but I think that.
Rocky just comes in with his dirty ass fucking.
I know.
Just smashing into the fucking meat.
Yeah, who gets that steak? Who's getting that meat?
Yeah.
Marie.
Little Marie.
But the,
that's why she acts that way. Yeah. That's why she's a whore.
But that, I let me ask you this. So if Rocky was made now, do you think you would get all those sequels?
Oh, they did say Spider Rico in the chat. That is true. Spider Rico, first opponent.
Spider Rico. He's a fucking tomato.
Oh, right.
He is a tomato can.
Because even if you look at Rambo. Like, the First Blood by itself is a fantastic movie.
I don't remember. I was too young. I saw the Rambo movies. I was simply too young to remember them. Or have any sort
I haven't seen them in a long time, but I'm just saying. Like, I remember being like, this is bad. I watched it maybe 10 years ago.
Terminator would be probably another one that I really would want to watch with my son. Terminator 2.
But that's a good sequel.
So movies that I watched with my mother are probably ones that would I'd connect with. So it was Milo and Otis, right? Mm-hmm. That was when I cried on Legion of Skanks describing I didn't cry describing Milo and Otis. Can you pull it up? I don't know if Donnelly's ever seen it. It's fucking hilarious. I'm pretty sure it's on YouTube. Somebody's put it on YouTube. So what happened was I was describing my son was like 3 at the time, and I was describing watching this movie that I had watched with my mother when I was a little kid. You know what I'm saying? So like, it was just like, it was like a coming of age thing. It was very touching, and I was hammered on whiskey. So as I'm trying to explain I was like, dude, it was fucking brutal. It was brutal. It was one of the funniest moments on the show.
It really takes a turn where he's telling a story to like something clicks where it's like, mama. And he just loses it.
Whiskey will do it, man.
Yeah.
I'll cry over a song over whiskey.
Oh, yeah, dude. That was dead
parent shit.
I was drinking a little whiskey last night. That's why I think I cried during the end of the rock, because I knew it was coming. And I was sitting there, I was like, I honestly, it was when I started describing it too. I was just sitting there, I was going to cry. And then I was like, oh, James, isn't that a great end? I was like, you know, he didn't even listen for the decision.
Doesn't even want a rematch.
You become an old man.
Gonna be a rematch.
Yeah, dude. That's I'm not a crier, but like whiskey will make me like. If I've cried lately, it's over with. It's having.
All right, so let's go. His best opponent. Are we agreeing that his best opponent is Apollo?
Yes.
Has to be.
Yeah.
Now, what do you mean by best? Are you talking about best written?
Like best
I'm
character.
Best character. Yes.
Best overall, character. Best character.
Yeah.
I think
nuanced, well developed character.
Yeah, but I mean by far Apollo.
And also believable. Like that's it's so you know it's like you're it's. Muhammad Ali-ish, you know, like.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm going to say number 2 is Clubber Lang.
That's what I was going
to
say.
I think it's hard to argue.
Clubber Lang. Clubber Lang.
Probably the best fighter.
Dude, he was crazy, dude. He fucking crushed him. He killed Mickey.
Him.
It was fucking nuts, dude.
Essentially killed Mickey.
He pushed Mickey down, dude. Mickey had a heart attack.
He's the scariest out of all.
He pushed Mickey down and spit on him. Yeah. Nobody saw it.
he's the scariest out of all the, I think, the villains. Oh, the best.
Yeah,
the
he just comes up to him in public and threatens him.
Yeah.
All right.
And then offers to fuck his wife.
And then Drago's 3.
Ooh, baby, you want to be with a real man?
Yeah.
And Rocky just takes a baby.
Worked perfectly.
Damn, dude. You're fucking perfectly. Adult. The fuck's wrong with you? You're with her. She's not leaving with him.
Statue unveiling.
Yeah. Rocky is a retard. Like, he's an actual retarded person.
Yeah.
You like me, baby? You call my hotel room later on 1-800-COLLECT.
That's a solid set.
What does that clip say?
Aspersion Caster in the live chat says, I found him crying about Milo and Otis in 5 seconds. What's going on with the production team?
Jeez Louise, they're still working on that stand over there.
There's no way. Oh, Shanna's not even in the room. She's in the other room. Shannon, Aspersion Caster in the live chat said he found the crying clip in 5 seconds. What happened?
Okay, good for him.
Wow.
Shannon.
Shannon's phone right again.
Where is it? It's not. I don't see it in the chat. Is he lying?
Well, he just, I think he just posted it, or somebody just posted something in the chat. But did you look for it on YouTube?
Yeah, I Googled Luis J. Gomez crying, Milo and Otis, Luis J. Gomez LOS, crying. It's just not.
Put it in the live chat. How about you help instead of being hateful in the live chat and fucking help Shannon out once in a while?
Yeah, how about a link?
What an asshole.
10 minutes.
All right. Oh, thank you very much, Eric. I'd say number three, or this isn't even up for debate. I think it's all pretty obvious. Three Drago. Is Drago.
Yeah.
Sure, yeah.
Right.
Three is Drago. And then
four. Now it's going to get a little crazy because I think four is Tommy Gunn. I mean, Tommy Gunn was not a bad character.
I think Mason Dixon.
You're crazy. Absolutely. It was terrible. No.
Tommy Gunn is it's a corny cat. First off, just the fact their last fight is on the street makes it corny.
It's
awful. It's just like the fact that that's the way it closes out. So
also, so I can't watch his kid.
Maybe you don't understand that his ring is outside. Your problem is you're stuck in this box, and Rocky doesn't fucking live in your box. Rocky lives in whatever fucking world he wants to live in, doggy. You tried knocking him down. Why don't you try knocking me down?
I just think even his
Tommy got only fights in the ring. Tommy got only fights in the. My ring's outside. Boom. Come on. You don't love that.
You know why
Come
I hate on. That one?
No. My ring's outside. Bong.
I hate the kid's stupid fucking dangly cross earring.
That does suck.
I fucking hate it so much. Sucks. I can't watch that movie on that alone.
Yeah, that'll do it. Suck. Yeah.
I will admit that sucks.
Thank you.
Like he's in Poison.
If it's his real son, though, Sage Stallone.
How do we toughen him up?
It was actually his son, Sage Stallone, so I'm going to give him a little bit of a pass there.
Yeah.
You know?
But what I'm trying to say is
maybe
that
Rocky, maybe Adrian should be one of his villains too, because that bitch, she went from being a retard to being a cunt in like one movie. Like the beginning of the movie, she's retarded, and by the end of the movie, she's just like a high cheekbone cunt.
Mad all the time.
Like, what is wrong with you?
Went
she
the stopped. Pet store.
Yeah, she's never smiled in a fucking Rocky
because
movie.
She's not around the animals anymore.
Yeah, God that damn could it, be dude. It.
That's who's.
She's got fucking the robots and Pauly.
But if you think about how badass Clubber Lang is, like, compare him to Tommy Gunn, like, there's just no contest. And I think that just the fact that Mason Dixon's, like, a real person, like, real fighter, that makes him
Tommy
way more.
Tommy Morrison was a real fighter, and...
Yeah, but...
He was very well-ranked. Tommy Morrison fought for the title. He got crushed, but he did fight for the title. He was actually a legitimate boxer, and I thought he was a substantially better actor. I thought he was a good actor. I thought Tommy did a great job acting in that role. Way better than Antonio Tarver. He came in shape. Antonio Tarver was literally fat, just didn't give a fuck, took a paycheck, and his acting was so off. Like, it wasn't a good character. He didn't really connect in any scene. Tommy, I feel like he had some depth, dude. He had that fucking talking about his father. The first person he ever knocked out was his dad.
Lewis might be convincing me.
Dog, I'm telling you right now, dude, this is like, I understand the
I'd
movie.
I'd have to rewatch.
The framing of the movie, I understand. It's a similar thing to Rocky IV where you're sort of stuck in time. Go for it. Doom. Like,
right,
it's
cheesy. Right.
Yeah.
The early 90s thing, it just takes you out of it.
What year was 5? Do you have it there?
5, I think it was 90. I was obsessed.
No, because 4 was, what was 4 then? 89?
Yeah, I think 5 was 90. I'm almost positive.
I thought it came out a little while later.
I mean, please check.
I'm going to say 90. Yeah.
Bam.
Oh, wow.
I was obsessed with the Rocky movies.
Oh, maybe 4
Rocky
4
was 85.
85. Wow. That's
big.
Crazy.
Yeah. Big.
Big jump. Big weight.
Jump right there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, but Rocky, I think I saw Rocky 5 in the movie theater my sister and my mom. Did I see Rocky 5 in the movie theater? I'm going to ask my sister today when I see her. But regardless, I think Tommy, the actual character, take away everything. Take away the fact that you hate the movie.
Okay.
Take away everything. Just as an actual character, he comes in. He's Rocky's protege. It's pretty a cool character. Then he moves away from him, starts working with this fucking Don King type.
It's a good formula.
And then it's a fight. You know, they want to set up this fight at the end. It just happens in the street. I don't know, dude. I think not for nothing.
You're making a good case.
Yeah, you really are.
You know what?
Tommy's a better villain than Drago.
No way. Come on.
Way.
Come on. Yes. No.
Not.
Get the fuck out of here.
100%.
Now you're out of your head. Just this mullet alone makes him a shittier villain than Drago. you are out of your head. That sucks. I'll rewatch it.
Brothers
off.
And sisters, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to put your hands in the sky for the rattlesnake. Thank you, rattlesnake. Praise him.
Yes.
Drago's better because Drago, A, represents an entire country. Exactly. B, represents an entire like idea of using performance-enhancing drugs.
Also, he says four words the entire movie, and he's still scared.
Yeah, how fucking great are his lines?
He doesn't have to start yelling at somebody.
If he dies, he dies.
People quote that shit all the time. Nobody quotes Tommy Gunn lines.
I quoted all of those things to Jake Flores on Twitter this week. I must break you, Jake Flores.
Lewis, I found a list where they rank all of the Rocky opponents.
Ooh.
And you can share the screen. And they list Tommy Gunn as the 9th of 9.
Oh, come on.
Wait, who did the list?
Sean O'Donnelly.
Yes,
Sean O'Donnelly.com.
Sean 9 Connelly.
Out of 9.
You're working together.
Yeah, number 9 out of 9.
Number 9 out of 9. What do you think,
Shannon? Let me read this. Hold on. Let me read what they say. Tommy Gunn is basically how to not write a Rocky villain 101. I'm so angry. Dox these people. Find out who wrote this article and dox their entire fucking family.
Do you know what? The look matters. He looks like he's on Saved by the Bell right now as a boxing villain. He's got like a Letterman jacket on, a white hat, and his belt. He looks like he's challenging Zach Morris.
He's screaming, I'll never get AIDS.
I'm HIV negative. Let's go.
Also, you know who that is. You know who the guy next to him is. He's one of the guys from the Better David? Business Bureau from Seinfeld.
Which is strange because conceptually, he's actually Rocky's best foil. He is. He's someone of a similar background to Rocky who's been corrupted by fame that Rocky hasn't. And there's a good story in there somewhere, but the movie never finds it. There's also a layer of Rocky's personally training Tommy only for the latter to more or less betray him. But even that isn't handled particularly well since most of Rocky V is spent following Rocky through some...
That's why the movie is not that great, but the character is.
The character is... this person is actually an idiot. I feel like we broke down this character in a substantially better way than this person.
Stop imagining what he's yelling in this, which is like, I'll show you who needs condoms and clean needles.
My white blood cell count is perfectly normal.
I just think that maybe it's the guy himself.
Can we go through the rest of
that list? Throws me off.
I want to see their rankings.
Terrible actor.
I really want to see their rankings.
He did die in 2013.
I thought he died.
So, hold on. All right. So before we go to their list, let's just. I'll give you guys Drago at number 3 over Rocky because I'm being outvoted here clearly.
You mean over Tommy?
Oh, yeah, that's what I meant. Over Tommy. But as a character, I would heavily debate Tommy's a better character than Drago. Drago, there's no layers to. He's just a big, scary. He's simply the Predator. It doesn't matter. It's a fucking monster. That's all it is. And it's not a
perfect machine.
He is a perfect machine. But we're talking about character. An actual character. What does Drago have about him that's even a good character?
Anything he hits, he destroys.
Yeah, so does Godzilla.
Well, that's kind of what... I think it's more it's more intense because, like, it's supposed to be this impossible. They're trying to make if you're trying to ramp up these villains, right? Yeah. Even though Tommy's in 5, so they're trying to. That's what they did. Then 4, it was this impossible mountain. In 5, they were like, oh look, it's somebody so close to him. It's like more on the streets again because they're like, let's make it local. They were trying to make that personal movie again. And they fucked up. So that matters.
To go watch it again. I'll watch Rocky 5 again. Maybe we could do a spook show.
5 was trying to be like 1.
Can
dude.
We all do and a spook show? All 4 of us and watch Rocky 5.
Yeah.
And debate this.
That'd be
a really fun episode of Spook Show.
Yeah.
And I don't think we're going to decide right now. I think it's impossible to figure out truly if Tommy Morrison or Drago is the
better. Yeah, I want to see an independent list here, too. Also, how do they get 9? Who are we missing?
Thunderlips.
1, 2, 3, 4.
We got Thunderlips.
And then maybe they...
I have 7.
Maybe they're thinking the stepping stones in the first...
Go from 1 up, because then it's a little bit easier to digest that way, for me anyway.
So, Drago. Who's that? Oh.
So 1 is Apollo. Right. I agree.
They went
Drago. 1 is Apollo. Then they go Victor, Drago, and Creed. Oh, they're doing Creed.
The Creed movies.
Okay, they're counting. Yeah, but that's not Rocky's opponents.
No, but I guess because his fighter is fighting him.
Mason Line Dixon.
Oh,
that's
Lord.
Crazy.
Come on.
That's actually crazy.
But he looks pretty badass in that photo. What was that?
Ivan Drago, number 4.
Ricky Conlon.
You can't.
Clubber Lang is this far down.
I'll tell you this much about the Conlon. This was like when you knew the choreography in Creed. They were like, oh, they really fucking went to town on the boxing choreography.
It's
amazing.
Looks amazing. It
makes
the
movie. I have to watch it again. Yeah, yeah. But I mean, the Rocky.
Because, like, Rocky, you clearly.
Dude, Rocky's hilarious.
It's so
even
funny.
When he's hitting the pads, he's just like.
They didn't even edit out the clear misses.
He's a full foot away.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I've actually seen some behind the scenes footage of like the first Rocky, the choreography. Like, it's pretty cool to like watch.
That actually would be cool to watch.
It's cool, but it doesn't look like real fighting at all in any sense of the word. It's something that really stands out. Even the sound effects in Rocky One, they're so muted. Like it's
just a guy going.
Yeah.
They made it for like no money, right? Like it really was like an independent film.
So he got an offer to sell the script.
And he didn't, right?
And he wouldn't because they were going to cast somebody
right.
So he took much less money. In order that he would be the star of it.
And then it just took off.
Incredible.
But he would have been a nobody. Like, had he taken that deal, he would have been a nobody.
Was there anybody
back to porn?
He would, he would be like a semi-famous screenwriter.
This entire episode is a history of Rocky, which I actually love. Like, I gotta be honest with you, it's a great advertisement for your show as well.
It is.
I know some people are probably like, come on, dude, get to the fucking N words. But listen to me. We just did
it. You're right. Actually, they're right.
No, I've talked about the Italian Stallion at length.
Was there anybody else up for Rocky? Anybody famous?
I can't remember. I think they just wanted somebody like big.
It might not have gotten to that. Well, maybe they didn't even get to that point.
I don't think it did.
They didn't have the script.
Yeah, he wouldn't budge on it.
Wow. Yeah, very interesting. These other guys, the Creed movies, I didn't love the same way that I loved the Rocky movies. I watched them.
And they were great. Apparently he's not going to be in number three, which I think is a travesty.
That's the thing.
Is he dead?
We don't know.
Because
he's sick. And
you can't kill him off without him being in it. You can't do that.
Yeah, at least
you
can't acknowledge
not let him have
a death scene. Yeah, exactly. So I think, what do you do?
I didn't like
there is a way around it. There's a way around it to just, you know.
I didn't like them killing Adrian off without showing it.
Yeah,
I have a feeling that's what they do to
Rocky.
That was
because she didn't do it, right? She just turned it down, right?
But that annoys me. It's almost like, no, dude, fucking pay Adrian what she asks. Get her in that fucking movie for a scene, dude. What are you doing?
And I don't know, why wouldn't they have him in the third? Because they want to make it.
I don't know, but it's like, you have to acknowledge it somehow if you're, come on.
Have him in the first 10 minutes.
Do it right.
Have him die in the
first Yeah, there's a way to kill him off. You made the storyline that he was sick with cancer.
Cancer's back. He's dead. Like, and then he gets that scene of like
answers back.
He gets. He gets a scene, and then he passes off the torch, and then that's it. Because I love both Creeds. I
have a feeling they're gonna do what Rocky did to Adrian Apollo, where they just have what's his name, Creed Jr.
talking
just
him
go to
at
the
a grave.
He goes to the grave and talks, and they do it that way.
People will be pissed.
Technically,
a bowler hat on a tombstone.
Technically, the headstone has the same IQ as Rocky.
Same.
So,
they shouldn't do it that way, and I think they know it. Like, I bet you what they're gonna say is he's not in it, and then he's gonna be in it for the first 5 minutes. And for that death scene, and that's it. And
hold on one second. Is our stream down, guys? Shannon?
No, people are just bored with Rocky.
It's a lot of Rocky talk, but I'm totally okay with that.
Stream is down.
Hearts on fire. All vamp.
Desire. I saw the Italian Stallion, I saw a print of it.
Really?
Yeah. At the Old Sunshine. I saw a midnight screening of the real print of it.
Wow.
Fucking awesome. It was me and fucking five other nerds in a 200-seat theater, and it was me and a friend, and I walked in, and everybody was across from each other. I'm like, well, this is an odd way to watch a pornography. So I literally went, hey, does everybody want to just all sit together? And they looked at me, I was like, they're like, really? I went, yeah, and we all just sat together in the middle and did poppers and drank whiskey and watched fucking softcore porn.
Absolutely.
All right, let's put a button on this. All right, look, Drago 3, Tommy Gunn is 4. I don't give a fuck what you want to say about it. I mean, I guess we'll give Mason Dixon number 5, Thunder Lips number 6, and Spider Rico number 7.
Yeah, I like that list. I'm happy with it.
I'll agree with that list. Sure. I'll agree with that list.
That's the definitive list. Put it out, Shannon. Put it out on social media. All right, let's see. Let's talk about a couple things.
Lewis, real quick, I have the video of you crying.
Fun. Oh boy.
Put on the Milo Nota song. So they meet as little puppies and kittens. Then Milo, because he's very curious, he's a little orange cat, he ends up fucking jumping into a box.
You didn't say you were describing the plot of it.
And the river takes him. Otis, who's his best friend, is a little puppy.
The river takes
follows him along the river and tries to fucking find him. Okay, and they go through all these things with a bear and a fucking badger, a fucking a little fox. There's all these things. Okay,
Dave is visibly upset. Like,
what is going on?
Every couple steps, he has to get out and fight another animal. Then Milo had to fight a bear. Then a fish.
He did.
A badger.
There's a fish scene.
So yeah, it's fishes. A tournament style. It's like the movie Warrior.
Fast forward a little bit.
Cat.
All right, okay, turn it down.
Look at how bored Becky looks. Jesus Christ.
A lot of volume.
It's not coming through the...
It's fine. Yes, fast forward a little bit, Shannon, please.
So... But here's the fucked up part, okay? So, I watched this with my mom. I watched it with my sister. As a little kid, dude, love this movie. Then I'm watching it with my son now. Okay, we're watching this whole movie. And they finally come back together. Milo meets a cat and a female cat. And Otis meets a female dog. They have families. And they end up linking up afterwards with their families.
Unlikely.
They linked up. And then Milo introduced Otis to his family. Man, that's really getting me right now.
Look at Dave's face.
Darlene, I've heard so much about you. Milo can't shut up.
Look at Dave.
Silently relishing in this.
I'm just kidding. You're great. This place is great.
Jada didn't even realize what's going on.
The point I'm making is it's a fucking beautiful story, man.
Are you kidding me, dude?
I actually love that you did that. I love that you did
very
that.
Sweet.
You are going to get your ass kicked by that guy. Are you out of your mind?
Hey, if you're going to play a clip on your show, Danish and O'Neill, this is the one. Lewis has a tear coming down his face, and it's not from laughter. He just went, and they introduced each other.
This is so real.
You're such a lonely, sad soul that all you want in your life is someone introduce you to their family and not be embarrassed of you. And it's never gonna happen, Otis.
Lewis, put down the whiskey and give me your keys, bro. Oh,
man, listen. That cat didn't even care that it was a dog. He was like, he's my dog friend. You're gonna accept him. Like Jay's family right. can't accept Jay's dog friend, Lewis.
We got it.
So what were you thinking of when you were describing that? Your mom?
It was like, yeah, my mom coming to it was them bringing their kids to meet each other. And I was thinking about like watching it with my kid and like, yeah, it was just like touching, but sure. I was hammered.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Yeah.
Cause like, even if you're on enough whiskey, what am I talking? If you drank enough whiskey and you're talking, like you almost sound like you're crying already. Like even the beginning of that clip, like you sound like you're crying.
Yeah. I was already emotional.
Yeah.
And the river took them.
I'm trying to think of what my movies would be. So, like, you have those movies with your mom. For me, it would be my dad. Probably Christmas Vacation.
Yeah.
The Shining and Blazing Saddles.
Yeah. Blazing Saddles is one, me and my dad. I was a young
that might not work, though. That I don't know if he could show him Blazing Saddles ever and have it hit funny.
I'm not going to have Eddie show him Blazing Saddles.
Hey, that makes sense.
I really think for, like, a kid that's seven now.
Get it.
Eddie, you can show him Django Unchained.
Like, yeah, no, a kid now is not, I don't think, ever going to find Blazing Saddles funny.
They're not
going too far.
Yeah.
I think you're right.
Yeah, I watched Clockwork Orange with my mom when I was when I was my son's age.
I was older, but I went to go see, but it was still, I was like 14 or 15, I went to go see Pulp Fiction with my dad. And then I knew about the gimp scene because of an article, but I didn't understand it fully. And then I went, and it was one of the most awkward moments of my life.
Oh, nice.
My dad couldn't stand my taste in movies and never went. So after No Holds Barred and I think Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2, whatever the
Secret of the Ooze.
Love the idea that your dad, like, you were a kid. It's a kid's taste in movies.
Yes.
But your dad's like, I can't go to the movies.
I can't do it anymore. And he never went to the movies with me again.
That's funny.
I think it was, yeah.
It's like he didn't think you would.
Yeah, because you might have no taste.
He didn't think maybe you'd grow up and be into other movies.
He hated like, going to the movies.
He's only
going
to go to fucking wrestling movies.
He liked watching shit at home. Like, The Sting was a movie that me and my dad always watched that we both loved. And The Jerk, we both loved together. Like, we both were in tears over The Jerk.
Yeah. I met my mom. We would watch like horror movies a lot. It was a big like horror household.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, ours was comedies. What'd you say?
That's what CPS said.
Yeah, we'd always rent like a shitty horror movie, like just some old school one, like anything from like, you know, the campy ones to the really gory ones. And yeah, that was it. My mom didn't really have, there was no, like for me, I'm like, when I watch a movie with my son, like it is parental controls. I look up beforehand, like what scenes could be coming up that could be suggestive. Like, I really give a fuck about making sure that my son isn't like, you know, just overly exposed to weird shit. Mm-hmm. I mean, my mom, whatever movie she wanted to watch was the movie we were all watching. And it was like, I remember we watched Angel Heart. Do you remember the movie Angel Heart?
With Lisa Bonet?
Yeah,
when she gets naked? She got kicked out of Cosby Show like, because of that movie.
There's voodoo like rape over all here. Over that movie.
You mean at 4 minutes and 36 seconds? It was Lisa Bonet.
Yeah, they had a morality clause on the Cosby Show.
I watched, what was the one where Michael Douglas and what's-her-name were dead on the end of it? Like, they fall off like a balcony or something, like in the house, like a big, beautiful, like mansion or whatever.
The game?
No.
Oh, wait, who is it? Michael Douglas and who?
Michael Douglas and somebody else. They're dead on the floor. Like they
no,
they
that's the game.
Is it the game?
Yeah. I remember that's that. 97. Yeah. 97.
I remember Madonna. David Fincher. Madonna took it up the ass in a movie.
Yes! That was...
And I watched this with my mom. I'm like 9.
Oh, my God.
Like, yeah, and that like, was your mom's friend Madonna.
My mom's friend Madonna, yeah. My mom lied and said she was friend of Madonna.
My aunt gave me a book, and it was a Michael Jackson book, and she said it was signed by Michael Jackson, but she just did the signature.
Yeah, so. I think everybody, I had a fake phony signature.
Yeah.
It was Wayne Gretzky. Somebody gave me like a hockey book, and I was like blown out of my book.
What was that? Wasn't it Willem Dafoe that was fucking her in the ass? It was like something like that.
What movie is that?
What movie is that?
I don't know. I just remember as a kid being like, wow, Madonna's taking it right up her shirt.
Body of Evidence.
Body of Evidence. Oh, that's Body it. Of Evidence. Yep, that's it. Yeah, there was tons of stuff like that. That like our parents just didn't give a shit. I went to go see. I was 12. I saw Lethal Weapon 2, and it was. We were talking about that the other day on the show. And Patsy Kensit's tits are in it like a bunch of times.
I was 8, Patsy and Kensit's I watched tits. Clockwork Orange. Let me.
That's insane.
That is
another level of like. Because when you're 8 years old, like I learned what gang rape was.
Yeah.
As I sat next to my mother.
It explains a lot.
But it really is fucked up. It's a very like, you know, talking about it being emotionally stunted. Like this is like a moment that like to this day I sort of like I'll never forget them holding that girl down and cutting her tits out of the red dress while they hold the guy's face to watch that. Like,
it's really brutal. It's brutal. Dude, I don't watch it now because it's too brutal.
It burnt into my mind, and I remember the gross toxic feeling that I had. Like, God damn it, dude! It's like this woman that you love is being fucking raped, and you can't do anything.
Yeah,
and these guys are holding you there, and she's looking at him for help, and he can't. Dude, it fucked me up. When I was a kid, I remember just like it really like affected me in a really big way, and now I hurt women. So. Whose fault is that? Chicken or the egg? I say it's my mom's fault. I say it's a woman's fault.
I'll tell you that I won't. I've watched Clockwork Orange twice in my life. It's really disturbing.
It's been a while. I've seen it.
Yeah.
If you had a daughter, what would be the chick movie that you would be like pumped for? I think it's League of Their Own.
League of Their Own.
That's a good fucking movie.
It's a good movie. Yeah. Really good movie. And they could probably watch that fairly young, right? There's no. It's pretty. I think it's clean.
Better up.
No, they have sex. There's some sex in that movie. So for me, it's not even, it's violence isn't the issue at all.
There's
curse
sex
words
in a League
the
League
issue.
Of Their Own.
They sneak out and they hook up.
That's the issue for
Madonna,
you?
Your friend's.
Yeah, Madonna takes it up a shitter.
Fucking All the Way May.
All the Way May.
Yes, dude. They call her All the Way May. Yeah. So that it's sexuality is really the thing that like I try to like shield my kid from because I was so overly sexual as like a child. Like I was just jerking off and humping things from like as long as I could remember. Like I don't have a memory of not like humping things. Like, I was a little humper.
I was a little humper. But violence can freak him out. Like my girlfriend has a son, and he goes one day. He's like, I want to see. He's like, show me videos of the Joker laughing. Like, you like the Joker laugh? And I was like, sure. And I wasn't thinking. I just went to the one from 1989. And I just showed him Jack Nicholson, and he's like 4, and he was like, I don't like this one. I was like freaking him out. I'm like, oh right, like you have to see like a cartoon.
Yeah, the Joker's only like fun in the after school 90s Batman version. Yeah, it's like, oh, Batman's got a flower. Like, any other version of Joker is terrifying.
The fucking Cesar Romero, Adam West 1960s version.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm showing him like Joaquin Phoenix. Like, what about this? He's dancing alone. Is it a park?
You know, he spent a month alone in a hotel room to prepare for this role, and then he died of opiates.
Yeah. They say it's cursed.
Anyway, let's get lunch.
Yeah, dude, I watched the original Batman with my son, and he loved it. He's a big Batman fan, and he also likes the old school stuff, whatever it is. He just like connects
with
it.
That's great.
It really, and he loves Jack Nicholson's version of the Joker. Like, he really thinks it's just like
great. It's a good version.
Yeah,
it's a great version. Yeah, that's another great list you could do with best Joker.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, I mean, think it's just him. It's
one and two.
I think Heath is the best, right?
Heath, of course. I think Heath's number one. I think.
When a goddamn Joaquin, Oscar for
it. Joaquin Phoenix is great.
Yeah.
Joaquin Phoenix
is great.
I put him at number incredible. Three.
And it was a, I'd say Jack Nicholson number two, Joaquin Phoenix number three.
Yep.
I agree. But he fucking did an incredible job at making it completely his own.
Totally. Yes.
So did Heath.
Yes.
Right. So Jack Nicholson, it was a play on the character of the Joker. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't like it was like
his play. It was like he was being.
It was Jack
himself.
Nicholson.
Yes.
It was right. Jack yeah. Nicholson right. as the Joker. Like, it's debatable. I would even say that Joaquin might be a better Joker if you really consider the fact.
It might be a nostalgic thing for me, but
yeah.
But he set the blueprint for it because after the people you know went nuts for that. So Joaquin, not that he was copying, but he kind of knew like, hey,
it was just that's always how I. Imagine Joker should be. It was perfect. It hit every note.
Jack Nicholson.
Heath Ledger.
Oh, Heath Ledger. Heath Ledger.
I just know that it's perfect.
It was also such a great movie.
Yeah.
So once again, it's like these characters are built up around a cast of other great characters. Fucking, what's his name as Batman is just great.
Yeah.
He's awesome.
Yeah,
he's the best Batman. Christian Bale by far, in my opinion. And it was just, I mean, the scene where he comes in, the first scene, it hits you where he, you know, if you guys haven't seen the movie, but like, he's one of the guys, and then he kills his entire team.
Amazing opening.
It's so fucking so good. When that scene opens, you're like, oh, shit. And with a grenade and everything, it's fucking incredible.
Yeah.
It really, really is great. So it's almost unfair like to compare that to like any other like performance because the movie...
He had the most to work with.
It was the best movie that the Joker was featured in as well.
Yeah, that's true.
So,
but you know, the popular opinion is that Michael Keaton's the best Batman.
That's psychotic.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Michael
I think
Keaton is not even the best Beetlejuice, and he's the only guy who killed him. I'm not.
He must be Harvey Squeeze. I can do a good Heath.
He was
never rub another man's rhubarb.
Yeah, I mean, the best Batman is Christian Bale. It has to be, right?
I think so because he's the Batman. Even if it's just for that, he's the Batman in the best Batman movie. Who's like
it's Val Kilmer. Michael Keaton.
I hate his
George
Batman
Clooney.
Voice.
George Clooney.
I thought Clooney was solid, but it was just George Clooney in a
but
Batman
he's in the
costume.
Worst Batman.
Yeah.
And you've seen the trailer for the new one, right?
Robert Pattinson,
which apparently is supposed to be good as well. People are like, because I don't know much about Robert Pattinson, but everybody's saying like how good he is in this movie.
Really?
Yeah. Supposedly,
but the movie looks
a
little too pretty.
That's what I would think.
Yeah.
But I like the take on Riddler though. Being like the Zodiac.
Yeah.
That looks interesting.
When is that coming out?
2022.
Next year, I think. Oh,
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. I know.
No, they pushed it because of COVID.
Damn it, I want to wait for that.
Do you want to see the trailer?
Yeah, yes. Let's see it.
Yeah.
Let's go. I've seen it before, but fuck it.
It's so good. Like, I think they know after... Like, DC's kind of getting it right. Like, if you...
Well, DC's doing a good job. Pause it for a second. DC is doing a good job at being like, okay, we're going to do the adult, darker take
on
comic book movies, right? Marvel, have fun with your fucking Marvel universe. It's adorable. You guys are fun. It's for kids. These movies aren't for kids.
Right.
So they had to, because when they tried to compete...
They couldn't.
They were getting crushed.
Yes.
They were getting fucking
crushed.
The
only thing they competed with was like Shazam was good. It was
Shazam
fun.
Was great.
Like, yeah, yeah.
Shazam
yeah,
was
yeah.
really, really great. I did love Shazam. But even Shazam was kind of dark, dude.
It was.
That's a fucking dark story about this kid. His mom left him. It's sad. It's like a really sad, like, you know, element to that story that I think that they were... That really brought that... Because if it was just the campy cheesiness, I don't think I would have liked Shazam as much.
And then the first Wonder Woman I thought was fantastic, and the second one was awful. Like, I was like...
I couldn't even get through it.
I couldn't get... Well, I watched it, but I was like...
Well, everyone at this table forgot Jared Leto was the Joker.
Yeah. Oh, no, I didn't forget. I thought of it and didn't even bring it to the conversation.
The Joker.
Because that's like the pimp hard to look at. Yeah, it was weird.
I think that they had a bigger idea with that and pulled the plug on it.
What do you think it was?
I think he was Robin.
Oh, at the that would be revealed
I
that
think
he was Robin.
I think he was going to be Jason Todd, and I think that the whole reveal was going to be that instead of Joker killing him, he became the new Joker, because that would explain why there's the huge eight. He's way too young to be Ben Affleck's Joker,
right?
Oh.
I think that they were going to do that, and then shit. It wasn't going great, and they pulled the plug on it.
Mm.
Well, didn't they also, wasn't the theory, I guess they can't do it because it's the Christopher Nolan ones, that Joseph Gordon-Levitt was going to become Dark, was it Darkwing?
Nightwing,
sorry.
Darkwing Duck.
Darkwing Duck, I was thinking of. When he goes and grabs that stuff from the cave, and they're like, oh, and you, and yeah, they go, your first name, your real first name is better, and his name's Robin, and the thing. I think the idea was, if they kept going with these, he'd be the new Batman.
Hmm.
And I don't think he'd be bad at it. He's kind of like a
little tiny
scrawny guy.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. So Robin, he'd be good at, but not, maybe not Darkwing Duck.
Let's talk about some of these other topics here.
Yeah, a lot of movies.
Let's see. All right, guys, let's take a quick moment and thank RockAuto.com. RockAuto.com is the online store with every auto part at the absolute best prices. If you guys are in the auto business yourself, or maybe you're a guy who just, you know, fixes up his own cars or his friend's cars or something like that, you want to go to RockAuto.com. There's no more talking to a counter guy who needs to take your order for parts, who's going to upsell you, who's going to make a commission. That's all out the window. They've been in business for over 20 years. They make it easy for you to find the parts that you need at the best possible prices. So if you're a car guy right now, go to RockAuto.com and check out their parts. They got every part available for every car. You're going to have so much fun looking at these car parts. Once again, RockAuto.com. There's no promo code needed. The pricing is the best in the world already. But when you go there, if you do purchase something, let them know that you heard about them on the Real Ass Podcast. RockAuto.com is a website. Go there now. Enjoy your day. All right, where were we? Hold on, there's a talking dog, Shannon? No.
Where?
I don't believe it.
It's, you know, these are always kind of silly, but this one I really enjoyed.
Let's see.
Hold on. Let me just make sure there's no ad. 1 second.
Let's see.
That's an ad. Just 10 seconds.
No problem. Not a big deal.
No, but that, we were on that trailer just for the last of that thing. I think they've gotten the formula. They figured it out. Because the Zack Snyder thing is what fucks everything up. Like he, I think, I don't like.
Yeah. I hated the Snyder cut.
Yeah.
I have never been. You know, they did a fucking time like cut on it.
Yeah.
10% of that movie is in slow motion.
Shut up.
I didn't hate the Snyder cut. It was fine.
I fell asleep 10 times watching it. I couldn't get through it.
He stinks. That guy stinks. Like, I feel bad. I know the guy had whatever problems he had, but it's like.
So he made what kind of problems?
His kid got sick or something?
Killed herself,
like,
I think.
Killed herself or something like that.
Oh, I thought you were talking about. Didn't they try to like cancel him?
No, no, I think it was family stuff. No, he left
the,
for like
who was
a
the
year.
Guy they tried to cancel?
Joss Whedon.
Yes.
Mm. Oh, yeah, Joss. Yeah.
No, Zack Snyder started good, though, because he made The Dawn of the Dead. He made 300.
Yeah.
And then he just, dude, that new fucking zombie movie.
Oh, that's terrible.
That zombie movie with Batista.
I heard it's terrible.
Was retarded.
It's just stupid. It's fun.
It looked beautiful.
It is
And then the second you thought about it for 8 seconds, you're like,
well,
what am I, a moron?
Yeah, remember we started talking about it? I go, I watched the opening and I couldn't get by it.
Batista is such a bad actor that it's like, and I'm like,
he's like Wahlberg. Well, he only works if he fits exactly.
He's got to be fucking
like a dummy,
dude. He's terrible.
What?
I was doing a Wahlberg.
Oh, well.
What are you talking about? Batista's great, man.
Say hi to him on the phone.
Batista was just really bad. And there's scenes in the movie where like he's with his daughter and he's trying to have like touching moments and like sentimental moments. They're trying to give him depth. And every time it's like, dude, please stop. Just fucking, just ram your head into a wall and be a meathead. Like, what are you
doing? He looks like a shaved cat. He makes me uncomfortable. And literally they'll be like, all right, we have 20 seconds before this before Las Vegas blows up. He's like, let me talk to you real quick. And you're like, get on the fucking thing.
Yeah, it was bad. It was fun. It was fun enough, but it was bad to the point where, I did not enjoy
it. Bailed.
Yeah,
not great. I have it.
Let's see, Shannon.
And what I've got you, some Trekkie bags, okay? Greenie's gone.
Hello.
Gone now.
So cute.
No, is that hello?
Hello.
He says it with a British accent,
too. Yeah.
Okay. Hello.
Greenie's gone. And what I've got you, some Trekkie bags, okay? Greenie's gone.
Hello. Right, fine, Shannon, it's cute. I wanted to hate it, Shannon, but here we are.
Shannon got so sick of Rocky and fucking Batman talk. She's like, I have to curl this up a little bit.
It's a dude movie podcast show today. That's what it is, all right? Deal with it. We're talking fucking dude movies. Follow along. I didn't realize how good I am at talking about movies. This might just be the new theme of the show. I rule it talking about movies.
So much easier than doing a podcast.
Dude, I don't got to fucking do notes.
Oh my God.
That's why we did.
You're preaching to the three of the choir.
It's fucking ridiculous. I don't got to think. I'm just like, so this happened and that happened. And here's a joke.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But I'm excited to see this new Batman. I think they kind of get it now that they can't do it the way they were doing with the Zack Snyder ones. I think they've understood that.
Well, put that trailer back on. We stopped watching.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see.
It's just the dog again.
Hello. Master Wayne.
No more lies.
That's another way. Do a slow version of like a Radiohead song or something, and Oh, this is a Nirvana song, actually. And he's great.
Jeffrey Wright, Commissioner Gordon.
That's a great casting.
Having a clue.
Hello.
I don't like that he wears Doc Martens.
Yeah, he's like, Batman works at Hot Topic.
Yeah. Check out my dragon ring.
He's got a tramp stamp. It's a good Batman outfit. I remember seeing the picture originally and not thinking it was that great.
But. I have my septum pierced.
You're becoming quite a celebrity.
Oh, there he is. You're becoming quite a celebrity, Batman.
Why is he writing to you?
Like, to me, this looks like they were like, hey, let's make our own version of a Christopher Nolan Batman. Like, they're just like, okay, we know it can't be the same, but the coloring of it and everything is very, very...
Well, I think they went, how can we put, like, seven? That, to me, this reeks of, like, superhero seven.
Yeah,
I like the fact that none of the villains have superhero costumes.
Yes.
Also, like, even these guys with this face paint, it's like... Yeah, their
I'm
faces
a pretty
are
vampire.
But it,
vengeance.
That's a pretty cool Batmobile, too. That was the other thing in the Batman movies. It's always the reveal of the Batmobile.
Yeah.
That's another element to it. It's like in this version of the Batmobile. What's the best Batmobile?
I do have a thing for the 89 one.
The 89 one. When we were kids, it was so cool.
It had a dick in the front for no reason. It's like a hard nipple just sticking out the front of it.
I mean, the Nolan ones, it's just a fucking tank, you know?
Yeah, but they do make it more realistic because they're like, it's the tech version of this company that's like, you know, getting us the equipment. So that kind of makes sense. But I like the 89 one, I think, is the most like, because it's like supposed to look like a classic car. And it almost looks like a, what's that one from like the car from the night, like Prowler or something? Like, remember like the Prowlers? Yeah.
Pull up the different Batmobiles.
The Adam West one is cool. It's just like,
yeah, but that's just a straight up car.
That today,
Yeah, he's just a.
Is that a Cadillac, the original one?
I don't think it's a caddy. I don't really know.
There's one that just drives around Jersey, right? Where it's like
my uncle's.
That's you. Oh no, that's right.
I've told this story before.
That's why I was like, what am I talking? I was like, that's why I looked at you. I was like, somebody's fucking said this before. Yeah. It's like, your uncle has.
I told before. My uncle Angelo bought the Adam West Batmobile, like a replica.
Really?
And it's got like you can do the smoke bombs out the back, the oil slick. It's got all the lights. But here's the thing. If fucking battery dies like a motherfucker, like can get like if he takes it to a car convention, which is like what he does, that's like his like basically his job now. People want pictures of the Batmobile,
right?
And if like Burt Ward or somebody from Batman is at a convention, he makes bank because people want a picture with him and the car. But it does, so he has to put it on a tractor trailer because he used to try and drive it around and it would just die. And he was in like Patterson.
Oh, no.
And he gets off the highway and the Batmobile just dies. And he pulls over and it's just
Batman ain't help you out here, motherfucker.
All just everybody starts coming out of their houses because the Batmobile's on their block. And this old black guy in a wife beater comes out and goes, nigga, you better call Alfred.
Oh, fuck.
How long would it like last? Was it like a certain, like, did he know? He's like, I have like 10 minutes left on this thing.
He said it was, you get about 40 minutes on it.
Oh my God.
Better call Alfred.
Because of all the extra accoutrements.
Yeah, there's just shit. And even when you turn it all off, it's just impractical.
Oh my God. That's still cool though. And he's still making a ton of money. Is he still doing it?
Yeah. He's just got to take it on like a flatbed.
But it's worth the cash if you're going to make a bunch of money.
Oh dude, yeah, like if fucking like somebody from the original show is there, that's a huge that's like a big money picture.
Oh, you take a picture with it. I get it. Yeah. I want to do it. Oh,
there you go.
There's people that do it with just like the Ecto-1. There's a guy that does it with just the Jurassic Park Jeep.
Yeah.
And it's probably
like, that's a Ecto-1 business.
And there's like a million DeLoreans, I feel like, right? Isn't there a bunch of them?
Yeah, I used to always want a van. Zach, we need to get our own fucking van and deck it out and just have it be what we tour in. How
89
fun would that be?
I'm going with 89 and OG. I love
89 is what is the second one down.
Yeah,
that's the that's
third
the one,
one
I went
is just
right
retarded.
To.
The third one
just looks like it's Fast and the Furious.
You can power little park.
What's the fourth one?
The
which one is that?
Behind you,
Batman Forever.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that one. I don't like that one either. That one stinks.
I mean, who customizes these wings on the fucking, on the back of it? You gotta like go to like a fucking custom body shop and be like, yeah, I need giant bat wings.
The Christopher Nolan one.
I swear to God, I'm not Batman.
The Christopher Nolan one.
Hey man, I think this guy outside is Batman.
I don't know.
The Batman mobile has three different colored doors.
This is wild. It's like, yeah, obviously, where would you even get wings like that? It's impossible.
Batman pin my ride.
I think the
exhibit comes out.
The very bottom one. The very bottom one is my favorite, I think, out of all of them.
Yeah, it's,
yeah,
cool.
It's really,
because that's like a combination between the industrial thing and then the old school one. That's like, I think that is nails what the Batmobile should be.
Yeah,
it has some bat like, you're like, oh, that kind of looks like a bat, but there's not dumb bat wings on the back of it.
Yeah.
Shannon, does it say what the original one was? What make? Like a it looks like a Chevy or something. I don't know.
Is that supposed to be a Chevy?
1966. I can't read that.
What is it? I mean, there has to be.
It might be like a Cutlass or something.
It doesn't say. It just says from the Batman TV series.
We'll just look it up.
Yeah, 1 second. I'm waiting for it to click away from the
it's
screen.
It's got the bubble. Ah, it was a cool car.
Yeah, that one I like better than the frickin' the Clooney one.
The tank is just retarded. The tank is just dumb.
But I get why the tank was put in there. Like the tank, like they were trying to make that the Nolan. Everything else was trying to
Lincoln Futura.
Everything else was based in reality. The tank actually makes sense in reality.
Because it was a military surplus.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Go back up. Pull that back up. I want to read about it. Created and owned by legendary customizer George Barris, the Batmobile is based on the geobodied 1955 Lincoln Futura concept car. Mm. Okay.
Because even Batman Begins is great. Like, you know, even Batman, like, you know, the Nolan Batmans are their hands down the best three Batmans. To me.
Yeah, the
I would maybe put 89 over
89 is
Dark
debatably
Rises.
I mean, dude, 89 is an incredible Batman.
It's great, but also because what it did was the property of Batman, the guy that bought the rights is a multi billionaire probably at this point because it was kind of because of the 60s series. I think it wasn't right. You probably know this. Like, wasn't it not taken seriously? And
it was silly.
Yeah.
Dude, no superhero movies were.
Right.
Honestly, dude, no. If you, there was an Avengers back in the day, right? Like an old, like,
No, there was a,
Captain America.
English thing.
Captain America was canon, which was like the silliest film company. It's like the same people who made like Death Wish.
Yeah, like all shitty production companies would buy the rights to these because comic books were like nobody gave a fuck
Fantastic
anymore.
Fantastic Four never came out.
Yeah,
they just made a movie and shelved it so that they wouldn't lose the rights to it.
Oh right, I heard about that too. Yeah.
And then Full Moon, the people that made like Puppet Master and shit, they had the rights to make the first Doctor Strange, and then Marvel got them back, so they still made the exact same movie, and called it Doctor Mordred. It's a beginning to end Doctor Strange movie.
What is it called?
Doctor Mordred.
I want to watch that so badly.
It's with
right
Jeffrey
now.
Combs from Reanimator.
That's awesome.
All right, we can't use Strange. What else do we got?
Literally,
Doctor
Weird.
You
watch it, when you watch it, you're like, this is a Doctor. It's beginning to end the Doctor Strange movie.
Oh, I want to see it.
That's great. Yeah, it's very. And then superhero movies. I think Batman, you're right, might have been the one. Superman was pretty campy. Dude, Superman was pretty fucking campy when it came out.
The
original one was pretty good.
I like the out of the Supermans that came out in the 80s, I liked the second one the best with the Zod and General Zod.
And
I think
Non.
That's the best one. And what?
Yeah. What wasn't his name Non?
I think so. Whatever. Yeah. Oh, the
but
big
it was
guy?
Like what was the first superhero movie that came out in like modern times? Was it Iron Man?
Iron Man was like when they started that universe.
I didn't give a I didn't even know who Iron Man was when it came out. Like I wasn't like I was never a comic book nerd. Yeah. I was like I've heard the name Iron Man. I didn't really dig. I was like, it's an iron suit. Okay. Yeah. Like, but whatever it is, dude, I ended up falling in love with that whole series. The whole Avengers series. I mean, it's also, I have a kid, so it makes it very easy.
I can't do
it. Well, also, the Iron Man, wasn't it? It was a kind of situation where they were like, everything kind of rested on the shoulders of Iron Man. That would have bombed.
Favreau fought tooth. They didn't want Robert Downey Jr.
Oh.
But that was before he had reproved himself.
Yeah,
and
right. He was like a druggie, and
he was like,
before he climbed that little girl's window.
Yeah. He was like, I won't make the movie unless it's with him, and like it was a huge point of contention.
Wow,
and he was like, no, this is your guy, and but they like bet against him.
Yeah, I can see that.
Oh, he was so good in it too. He nailed it.
It's perfect.
Yeah,
Eric was his big clown shoe.
All right.
There's also supposed to be a Spider-Man, by Full Moon and Canon too. Canon, and it was supposed to be Masters of the Universe 2 and Spider-Man were supposed to shoot back-to-back, they lost rights to both.
Oh.
So they just had the costumes and the sets, and they used it to make Jean-Claude Van Damme Cyborg. They wrote it in 8 days.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
I've seen Cyborg.
4 days too long.
Oh, shit.
No, all that shit is really interesting to me because, like, nobody could have seen that, like, it getting to this point, I don't think, right? Like, you just think, oh, they're going to be... Because they also... You would know more than me, Zach. Like,
well, those Fantastic Four movies sucked dick.
They sucked. The last one they made sucked.
They tried it twice and it blew.
Yeah. And also, is there a reason they're not... Because, you know, Silver Surfer, isn't he like the de facto leader of like Marvel? Like, isn't... He's a really main character. They've never...
Silver Surfer's one of the most powerful superheroes.
Right. But they don't use him, I think, because it's too...
Were one of you guys on the superhero thing at Comic-Con with me?
No.
I did it years ago. It was so funny. I'm only reminded of this because one of Jake Flores and Louise's supporters, they tweeted. It was very funny. They were like, I saw him on a Comic-Con panel years ago, and he bullied the whole audience and made it a miserable time for everyone. And then they happened to put a highlight reel out of the thing, and I couldn't have been killing harder on this fucking thing. I don't know anything about comic books, so all I did was I said, Greg.
They had to make it
funny.
Stone.
So it was a superhero fantasy draft league. Right.
Yeah,
so we were acting like we were football coaches. We had to draft our own superhero team, like our own Avengers, right?
Yeah.
Now I knew nothing about superheroes. Nothing. I'm not a dork, right? So I just looked up the most powerful superheroes and I said, cool. I know the list of the top 10. I knew all their fucking powers. I'm talking about like obnoxiously like
it's he
like,
Googled it.
I Googled it. I literally Googled each of my superheroes had all the powers in the universe. It was crazy. Hulk was my weakest superhero out of all of them. And I just because I like him. I was like, let me throw Hulk in there. Why not?
Right, fuck. Right.
It was Dr. Manhattan. It was Jean Grey. It was like all the ones that are like
omnipotent.
Yeah. They're bigger, they have more power than God, right?
Yeah, right.
So I destroy, and all the nerds are going like they hate me because I'm playing a villain the whole time. I'm like, yeah, you guys are all dorks, and then I keep on and they can't even.
You're the heel. You're the heel of the comic book. Yeah,
but by the end of it, it had gotten so big and fun. Like I had I went for an audience to help me out. There was a 6-year-old kid named Oliver.
Yeah,
so cute. This little kid, and he chose Baby Groot to put on my team. And it was this great moment. And then I won the belt at the end of it. I give the belt to the kid. Everyone's cheering. It's the most adorable, charming fucking thing I've ever done in my entire life.
Besides cry over Milo and Otis.
Cry over Milo and Otis. And they point that out. It's absolutely wild. So
and then you're saying they were giving you shit for it.
They were giving me shit for it. Saying, please. That was incredible. It was one of my best moments I've ever had in my life.
No, I had comic books as a kid, but I was never like into it. But those movies, I think, are so well done. And they do a really good job making it seem like they've mapped out exactly what they want to do. Even though, like, it's a little bit by the seat of their pants, right? Like, they have it mapped out.
By the time they came into Avengers, like, the last two?
Yeah. Well, they knew. At that point, they knew. Yeah.
I mean, it was all the fucking Tesseracts and the fucking Infinity Cubes and all, like, it all sort of came together. With multiple movies, multiple universes, it's pretty fucking epic. It's pretty crazy when they combined
sprawling.
All, yeah, it was wild.
The funniest is the reactions, the Avengers Endgame at the end when they all start disappearing. Oh, no, not the one, not Endgame. Which one is it?
The one before that.
The one before it. And I'm watching it, and then as people go, and then Black Panther, this lady behind me, Black Panther goes, and this lady goes, no, please no, please. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Do you think she was at his funeral as well?
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, please, no. He's really gone.
Oh, Lord. I thought he just got skinny.
Well, it's so funny because, like, each one of them, like, you see in the movie, like, the way they disintegrate in the Avengers movie, it's like they're like, oh, and then they turn into black dust, and it's just like, he's like, hey, get up. However,
it's really freaky.
Fucking Spider-Man, whatever. They fucked up his spell because he just starts disintegrating by his pinky toe in slow motion as fucking Iron Man holds him in the most touching scene ever. Everyone else is just like, hey, no.
Yeah.
And he has like a long speech with him. He's like, I don't want to die.
Yeah, why did the spell give him a couple extra seconds?
Please don't let me die. Please, I love you.
Yeah.
It's like slowly but surely it's up to his waist at this point. It was brutal. It was
my
brutal.
Dick! My dick!
So funny. This your sound was over that when it first started, and it sounded like he was actually saying.
Why is he disappearing so slow?
Yeah.
That was fucking sad.
Yeah, it's really. That
was fucking sad when it happened. I remember me and my kid were in the movie theater, being like, "Oh fuck."
Also, that's the two darkest movies they have. Are those that and then the next one, the beginning of the next one is so dark for them compared to all the other ones.
It's great though. I mean, fucking what's his name? Thanos is such a great villain. I mean, so god damn, dude.
Well, it's so great to have a villain like that. That's top level. That some like half the audience that sees it, it's like I kind of get where he's coming from.
Yeah,
it's like the Bill Burr argument, but for a villain, you know.
Yeah, it's really great. You know, there's depth to his character where he's like. He knows he's going to die, and he's doing this for the greater good. You know, what?
Yeah.
Wild, dude.
It's awesome.
So good, dude.
Yeah, really.
Dude, he's
really
the Tommy Gunn of Marvel villains. I would say that. Let's wrap this one. This has been a fun show. I like this show. A little bit of a specialty show. We'll call this the Dude Movie Special. Make sure you put a link to Defend Your Movie podcast in the description as well. Go support these guys. These guys are fucking great.
Thank you.
We'll be back on Friday. Zach, I'm out here Friday. You're alone.
Yep. I got Chris from Brooklyn with me.
It's going to be a fun show. But we will be back on Monday. Well, you won't, Zach. I'm going to do a podcast out in LA while I'm out there. And Shannon, I will send that to you to make sure we have for Monday. But me and Colin will be out in LA this week. So we'll get some comics on. Beyond that, thank you guys for supporting today's show. We will be back on Friday. Peace.
That was fun.
That's all, folks.
Before we get out of here, guys, I got to tell you about another incredible show here on the Gas Digital Network, and that is the Without a Country podcast featuring Corinne Fisher and Shane Smith. These guys are absolutely great. If you guys are into political conversations and you want something that's a little bit more in the middle that explores every side, this is the podcast to listen to. So right now, check out their entire on-demand library at gasdigitalnetwork.com, or you can grab the latest 20 episodes anywhere you find podcasts. Check out this clip.
So canceling is wild, and when conservatives are like, we're the non-cancel party, it's like Dixie Chicks, Colin Kaepernick, Nike, Ellen DeGeneres, Samantha Bee, Beyonce, Target, Jane Fonda. Remember when that movie The Hunt came out? And they were like, no, and then it had to go straight to thing. Remember when they protested NASCAR because NASCAR banned the Confederate flag?
Oh,
remember
right.
when people were breaking their Keurigs? Remember when Kathy Griffith had a fake cut-off head of Donald Trump?
Oh, Griffin.
Griffin? Sorry, yeah. Sorry.
Kathy Griffith is a different person.
My bad, other person who I don't know. But anyway, it's wild that, like, listen, no one's on their high horse. You can't beat cancel culture by canceling, it's my point. So when conservatives
I see in theory what they mean to sort of give them a dose of their own medicine, but yes, you are correct in that it's like, well, you've been doing that for years with the certainly with music. That's been a problem for a long time.
Listen, so it's just everyone does it, everyone's guilty. This solution needs to be like so, but politicizing it is just like laughable. They gotta not do that.
Well, politicizing things, as we've seen during the past year, is extremely dangerous. And like, I truly believe thousands of people died because COVID-19 was overly politicized.
Well, yeah.
And we'll probably continue to.
I was gonna say.
As people don't get vaccinated. Do whatever you want with your body. I really do feel that way. You certainly shouldn't have to do something that you don't want to your body. I'm very anti-medicine pretty much across the board, but I did get vaccinated.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. I am to the point where it's like, hey, this is America. I guess this is what we do.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
Yeah, it's what makes us different from other countries is the choice, is you are able to make that choice whether or not you want to get vaccinated, and I do think that's important. All right. And that's another thing the left is like. The left is just with the shouting of like, get vaccinated, wear your mask. I was like, I'm doing these things because I personally want to do these things. But the way you're speaking about doing these things online makes me not want to do them.
Yeah.
Even if the result will be I will get sick or die.
People saying that they're going to continue to wear masks because they don't want people to think that they're conservative is... absolutely. What did I tweeted about just making a mask that's a gun that points into my mouth because that's how it makes me feel when I read that. It's insane. Wow, so insane. How about don't wear a mask if you don't want to? okay.
How about maybe where you stand politically don't make it your entire fucking personality also.
It's just wild.
I know that's like a cute little tweet that's going around, like, you know, insert here, make it not your whole personality. Well, make your political identity not your whole fucking personality. Like, maybe have your own opinions about things. And then if you have your own opinion about each topic, maybe it'll be harder to fit yourself neatly into conservative or liberal. Because that's what's happened to me, and then just everyone doesn't like you. It's a nice place to be.
If you're vaccinated, don't wear a mask. Like, what are you doing?
Well, I was so mad the first, you know, I noticed a lot less people wearing their masks outside today just because I know such a large percentage of Manhattan is vaccinated. But like, as soon as they were like, you don't have to wear your mask outside, I didn't wear my mask anymore. And I was like, all you fucking hall monitors out here. That's what Manhattan is, such a fucking adult hall monitor vibe. It's disgusting. It's disgusting. It's just like, you love rules so much. You move to one of the most expensive cities in the world to follow your dreams, most likely. And then you can't stop following rules, you little bitches. I did all the things. I worked so hard to get that vaccination appointment. I got the second one. I waited the 2 weeks. I'm not wearing a mask anymore because that was the fucking agreement. Who are you? What are you trying to prove? Who are you trying to be better than?
Yeah, it's fucking wild.
With your fucking mask.
I'm the same way. I just look at someone and I go, they're not wearing one. Okay. Why would I even think about it? There's nothing I can do. I got vaccinated. I did what I was supposed to do. I have no more thoughts.
Exactly. I did things.
So fucking
done,
crazy.
Moving on.
For people to be like shaming each other about it. I'm just like, wow. Well, cool life. You seem cool.
It's just, everyone's just so interested in what everyone else is doing. But, it's like they want to pretend like they care so much about other people through pointing fingers, like get masks, get vaccinated. But it's like, you don't care about other people. You don't care about the well-being of other people. You just want everyone to be like you. And you're like, well, I got vaccinated and I had to wear a mask. So like, I made all these sacrifices, so you should have to too. I've seen full op-eds talking about all the quote sacrifices people made during COVID and how annoyed they are that other people didn't make it. Well, it's like, that was your choice. And I agree with the choice that you made, but then don't say, don't whine and complain about it. It's like, well, you could have not made those sacrifices, just like many, many other Americans didn't.
You could
have not stayed inside. Lots of people didn't. That was your choice.
Yeah, it's wild. I mean, I lost last year. I lost more money. I lost more money than I made my entire life legally leading up to that year combined. Mm-hmm. In just because I was like, oh, this is the right thing to do.
Yeah.
And now I'm going to not wear a mask, and I will fucking tombstone. I will body slam someone through a table if they question me. Like, it's wild.
I mean, I think, it just, both sides got so like almost like militaristic about everything. And it's like, there was a way to get through COVID. I'll read these things. Like, people are like, oh, I'm going to the supermarket for the first time since March 2020. And they're like 30 years old. I'm like, you're mentally ill.
Yeah, that's wild.
I don't know what to tell you other than you live a life in constant fear that is not based in reality. And it's nothing to be proud of. You really should see a doctor.
Yeah. And even
of
then,
the mind.
I saw people in Manhattan wearing like spacesuits. And like, cool, good for you. That's how you're comfortable to go out. But like, to just be like, I don't go. I literally haven't gone to the grocery store for a year. It's like, get the spacesuit, dude. Yes. Do something. Like, do more. I don't know. That's wild.
Some of my friends said things to me that I was like, I don't even feel safe around you. Like, what if something happened that we needed to defend ourselves? You know, what if there was a public shooting? It's like, I can't carry you too, because you have absolutely zero survival skills.
It's a very, very old Boy Scout joke. I don't have to be faster than the bear. I just have to be faster than you.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, so there you go. Keep that in mind for next time you're in the wilderness or you're getting shot at. Also, don't zigzag. That's a myth.
Oh, is it?
That's good to know. Don't zigzag. Just run as fast as you can in one direction. It's very hard to shoot someone who's fast.
That's good to know.
There you go.
All right. Well, we spent a lot of time on that, but I mean,
zigzagging is good for alligators, though.
Zigzagging is good for alligators?
Yeah. They can run super fast in a straight line. They can't turn for shit.
Holy shit. Thank you for telling me. I'm going to Florida soon. Got to watch out
so
for that.
So Bear, we're running straight. Alligator, we're zigzagging.
No, Bear, you play dead.
Oh, Bear, you're playing
unless
dead.
Unless you're with someone, because the Bear will only kill one person.
Okay. Yeah. Why?
I don't know. Bears usually like to play with their food.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So the Bear will just do whatever, and then you get away. And then if it's a gator, you zigzag. And if it's a shooter, zigzagging doesn't work. Just run as fast as you can.
And Timothy Treadwell and his girlfriend got killed by the same bear.
That was a very hungry bear.
Yeah.
What, did they run? Did one of them run while the other one was getting eaten? One of you has to get eaten. Listen, that's a bad boyfriend. Because I would be like, run, babe. And then I would fight the bear Legends of the Fall style.
Oh my god. How long have you, well, you're the second person I've dated who loves the movie Legends of the Fall.
It's a very good movie.
How long would you have to be dating this person to let a bear to fight a bear on their behalf?
Zero time. I would just be on my first date. Yeah, of course. I'm not going to let someone I'm with die. I'm going to take responsibility and be a man. If I'm with a person in the wilderness, I'm...
What if you're with another man?
Then we'll rock, paper, scissors for it.
Okay. Fair.
I would hope that they want to die with me if they're a man. Let's go to Valhalla together.
That's so weird, Chang.
What? And also, by the way, I'm a little into the idea of being killed by a bear. That's pretty cool.
That's a cool way to go. It fits with your whole personality.
Thank you.